Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast and the important holiday weekend weather. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joined us earlier by Skype, and before getting to the weekend, we asked about today's weather.
Today we have a lot of clouds out there. You'll see a few glimpses of sun. Temperatures will be about seasonable, a little breezy in the afternoon, and there might be a shower here towards the evening commute, but basically it's a dry day. There could be a sprinkle this morning, but we're talking dry for today.
What about tomorrow? Is the weather going to cooperate for anyone getting out of town?
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll see some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Not a lot of rain, but a little bit, maybe a tenth of an inch. And then tomorrow morning, there could be a couple of those showers lingering for the first part of the day. We become partly sunny. It's breezy. We get up towards 70. So the afternoon hours, as folks are heading out of town between noon and whenever they're leaving, temperatures will be pretty mild and the sun will be out. And that's going to set us up for a pretty good weekend.
Well, so that's my next question. Which is the better day for this weekend, Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, so the Saturday is definitely going to be the better of the two weekend days, and Memorial Day actually looks very nice as well. Here's the issue with Sunday, and we were writing about this morning. There's going to be some showers moving in Saturday night, and right now they'll probably get out of here by about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it becomes partly sunny on Sunday. It's the warmest day of the weekend. We get into the 80s on Sunday, probably between 80 and perhaps 85 if we get enough sunshine. If things slow down a little bit from that Saturday night system, then the clouds linger beyond 7 o'clock, say 8, 9, 10, 11, and the first part of Sunday ends up a little more dismal than I'm expecting right now. That's the only fly in the ointment, but right now, Sunday afternoon, definitely warm, definitely a day you could head to the beach for the first time. Remember, water is very cold. And Memorial Day, great mid-70s barbecue weather. Get outside and enjoy it.
I know a lot of people like to travel for Memorial Day weekend. How's the weather going to be on the Cape and Islands or up in New Hampshire?
So all over New England looks really nice this weekend. Of course, it's usually cooler, the Cape and the Islands, and it's usually cooler off towards the north. So Monday, across the Cape and the Islands, generally in the mid-60s. That's what you'll find as you get into the higher elevations of northern New England. But if you're at the coast of Maine and coast of New Hampshire or up into southern Vermont, temperatures will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. So not really that much different. It looks pretty nice all over New England this weekend.
Any surprises we should know about for the forecast for next week?
Right now, next week looks pretty good. I do think that as we head towards the middle part of the week, we'll start to warm up a little bit. There's going to be some very warm air. You'll actually be hearing about it across the southeast. Temperatures could reach triple digits over the next 5 days down there for several days in a row. Probably many records set this upcoming weekend and into early next week. And a piece of that heat may try to get in here for a day or something like that on Wednesday. I think that's the one thing we'll be watching. But otherwise, it looks fairly tranquil. We don't see a lot of rain, and actually rainfall, believe it or not, clouds have been prevalent this spring, but rainfall pretty much average, so we're going to start to need a few showers around here by the middle of next week.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.